you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Ouch! Everywhere I walk in this house, I hit up into something. I don't even have space for my new dresser. Where's that husband of mine? I think it's time we do some expansion on this house, you know. Steve? Oh, Steve, darling. Come here, please. I want to talk to you.
Yes, honey.
Baby, I think we need to expand the house. I'm running out of space to put my stuff.
Here's an idea. How about you just get rid of some of these things that you're not using? Then you'll have enough space. By the time you're done sell, you won't even remember you didn't need space.
I'm serious, Steve. You can't even get that man cave you always been dreaming about, you know. So it's a win-win for both of us, don't you think?
Well, since you put it that way, let me call around to get some plans drawn up. I want my man cave to look perfect.
But plan? What we need a plan for? Can't we just get the workmen to come in here and put up a box and call it a day?
No, honey. There's a process to this thing. We need to get a design from a professional, an architect first. That way the workman can know what to do. You don't want your junk spot, storage space to look full, right?
I suppose you have a point.
If you're looking to build your dream home or to expand your existing one, you will need an architectural design. On today's program, we look at the field of architecture. Stay tuned. An architect is someone who plans, designs, and reviews the construction of buildings. Here's a snapshot of the academic requirements for the profession.
You have to undergo 6 years of study. You have to complete an undergraduate study in architecture. You have to then work for 2 years. Then you go on to do your master's, which is a two-year program. After that, you have to become a registered architect through the Architects Registration Board.
Building Project Consultant, Ministry of Justice, Vivian Gordon.
The education in architecture is a very broad spectrum. You do architectural history, you do physics, you do math, you do English, you do arts and science related subjects.
The roles and functions of an architect go beyond the design of the building.
When people think of architecture, they think only of the design aspect. They think only of designing the buildings, and people don't even understand what goes into that. But it takes a lot of human and social skills. Oftentimes you have to spend a lot of time with your client, getting a full understanding of what they need. In the process of designing for the Ministry of Justice and in terms of designing courthouses, your clients are varied. You have judges, you have clerks, you have the staff of the court, you have police, you have all the people that have to interact with the justice system. But the process is design, and then you have to get into the process of creating the drawings, and then you have to get the process of tender for the actual construction phase, and then you have to do the supervision of the work. You have to supervise from breaking ground in some instances. A lot of the work that we do here is modifying existing buildings. So you take it from some instances out of the ground to just a modification of an existing building.
Building Project Consultant with the Ministry of Justice, Vivian Gordon. The Caribbean School of Architecture, University of Technology, and Excelsior Community College are two local institutions that offer degree programs in architecture. For more information, call UTEC at 927-168028 or Excelsior Community College at 928-0040. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
Calling young people 15 to 29 years old. Nominations are now open for the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence. Categories include agriculture, arts and culture, entrepreneurship, leadership, sports, science and technology, environmental protection. There's also a Jamaica 55 commemorative category for youth engaged in community-based volunteerism. Access nomination forms at youthjamaica.com, moe.gov.jm, or at youth information centers island-wide. For more information, email info@youthjamaica.com or call 978-7654 or 978 5347. Nominations close August 31.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.